AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds, called a special legislative session to pursue new abortion restrictions after the Iowa Supreme Court declined to reinstate a 2018 ban after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In the meantime, abortion remains legal in Iowa up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. The Navy says Iran tried to seize two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz, opening fire on one of them. It says in both cases, the Iranian military vessels backed off after the Navy dispatched a guided missile destroyer to the area. Sources tell the AP a white powder discovered in a lobby area of the White House West Wing that prompted a brief evacuation Sunday tested positive for cocaine in a laboratory analysis. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the discovery.
Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House West Wing, I should be even more specific, West Wing visitors come through this particular area.
Sources say investigators have not identified who brought the cocaine to the White House. President Biden was at Camp David with his family when it was discovered. The planet's temperature spiked yesterday to its hottest day in at least 44 years. It could be even hotter today. Hans-Henri Klug is with the World Health Organization.
The individuals can do something. For example, safe and clean ways of travel. And very important, we need the youth.
The globe's average temperature reached 62.9 Fahrenheit yesterday. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says he raised more than $35 million for his bid for the White House during the second fundraising quarter, nearly double what he raised during the first 3 months of the year. The Democratic governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, vetoed three bills aimed at LGBTQ+ youth that would ban gender-affirming health care for minors. The Dow lost 129 points. This is AP News. Ransomware criminals are dumping kids' private files online. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Gangs are stealing data from school systems and releasing kids' confidential documents online. Experts say the nation's schools are ill-equipped to respond to attacks by far-flung hackers, and there's no federal law that victims must be notified after it happens. In Minneapolis, 300,000 files were exposed on the dark web in March after the public school district refused to pay a $1 million ransom. Six families contacted by the AP said it was the first they had heard about it. Exposed data included medical records, staff Social Security numbers, student sexual assaults, psychiatric hospitalizations, suicide attempts, parental abuse, and truancy. One Minneapolis mother whose student's confidential sexual assault complaint was released says she almost feels violated again. Other big districts recently stung include San Diego, Des Moines, and Tucson, Arizona. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.